Welcome to the Live Your Life podcast, episode number 29. It has been a while since I've recorded a podcast. So I talk a little bit in this episode about what has been going on in my life, my world, what I see happening around me, what I know that people are struggling with. It's been a hard time. So it's interesting because in a lot of ways, this pandemic didn't directly affect me other than the isolation, working from home. It didn't affect me the same way that it's affected a lot of other people. And I am very grateful for everything that I have in my life. So in this episode, I'm really talking about my own personal experiences and what the isolation brought about for me in my life. So don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast if you're enjoying it. And I hope you enjoy this episode. Everything expressed in the Live Your Life podcast is either my opinion or the opinion of my guest, and this is not a replacement for healthcare services. If you find yourself in need of therapy or other healthcare services, please seek out resources for that. I'm Jasmine Savari, and welcome to the Live Your Life podcast. As a coach with a master's degree in psychology, I know that so many of us are missing the authentic experience of truly living our lives. I want to inspire you with conversations that expand your consciousness and empower you to create the best life possible. Let's start living now, because now is all we have. You guys, happy 2021. I don't know if that's the right way to even talk about it. I'm not so sure how happy it is. But here's what I'll say. It's 2021 and things are not quite as I expected them to be. So I have a lot that I could say in this episode. I want to share some of my experiences from 2020. And as always, my hope is to share some super honest truths about myself with you and just continue to invite you to your own truths and things about yourself that you can discover. Because that's what I do. I'm on a journey of discovery. And one thing I think has been really powerful about 2020, and I think a lot of people experience it as a negative thing, is I think most of us live our lives dissociated and distracted from ourselves. I think we spend a lot of time doing, accomplishing, strategizing, whatever you want to call it, eating, exercising, drinking, having sex, whatever. A lot of those things we can do in quarantine, of course. But my pattern is busyness. I'm very busy. I do a lot. And I know a lot of people are like that. And we live our lives, a lot of us, running away from uncomfortable feelings. And 2020 just straight up didn't allow that. And it also added to that. So I was listening to a podcast last night. And this morning, I'm always listening to things. And of course, in the work that I do, I see this all the time. But people are really struggling right now. Addictions are really bad. Mental health conditions are really bad. People are struggling. And I think a huge part of it is that they can't run away from their painful emotions. I think a lot of people are using substances probably more than they used to. I think there's probably way more people checking out with video games and pornography than has ever been a thing. If you're uncomfortable with yourself, you're going to distract yourself. That's what we do. That's what a lot of dissociative behaviors are. Addictive behaviors, maladaptive coping mechanisms are a way to run away from our feelings. And you know, it's really important to identify, like, if I'm somebody who, let's say, for example, I'm super, like, I'm a go-getter and I'm a doer, which I am, go to the gym every day, like super accomplished, like doing all these things, our society would look at that person as somebody who's successful, probably, because they're a performer, they're a doer, they're getting things done. And I think it's super important to look at what's beneath that. So I'm not saying everybody who's doing that has some sort of pathology, and I don't even think humans are pathological. I think we're just operating the best that we can. But that sometimes what we see as success is it's not necessarily peaceful. So I define peace as the most important measure of my success. How peaceful do I feel? And man, when we are stuck with ourselves, we get to see a lot of things, a lot of beliefs, a lot of feelings, a lot of stories, dreams, things that we exist in that make us not feel peaceful, and we can't escape them. And I love the quote that the only way out is through. So that's really what 2020 invited me to. And I know that 2020 did that for a lot of people. There was a lot that happened this year. But I will tell you, because of where I live, because of where I work, there wasn't a huge impact financially on a lot of my clients or the people that I talk to about COVID. So I work with super deep subconscious patterns. That's the kind of stuff that I look at. Before I started my private practice, I worked in community mental health, and I would imagine that there was a lot of impact in those areas, but just the population that I work with now, relationships are a huge part of what I talk about and look at, especially the relationship with the self. And so it was very much this experience of just being stuck and being stuck with loneliness and feelings and not being able to check out, and a lot of things and patterns that have been present for people's whole lives that they've just never really taken the time to look at. One thing I will say is that I am busier than I've ever been in my life. And I know other therapists will say that as well. And the point of this podcast is not to be a therapist. That's another part of what I do. This is not a healthcare service, always the disclaimers, right? But it's my job to support people in their lives. And I'm getting people contacting me constantly. And it doesn't appear to be pandemic related, which is crazy. You wouldn't think that, right? We are stuck with ourselves and being forced to feel our feelings. So my hope for you is that you feel your feelings, you check in with yourself, and you pay attention to what's happening. Sometimes this time can be a gift. I know that it definitely has been for me. And again, I will say that I'm super grateful that I haven't had a lot of the impact I know other people have had. And I've also been very mindful about donating money and providing support because I can right now, because my business has been not directly impacted by COVID. And so I'm trying to help where I can. So, you know, it is January 2021, and we've been in this for a while. I was just looking back at some of my journal entries. So I write in my journal all the time. And it was, I mean, early March was when this was coming. And it was like by April, we were in COVID. We were in quarantine. At least I was. And I live by myself. And from the very beginning, I have been very cautious about COVID. So I really have isolated and been by myself. And it was really interesting. So one of the things that I notice about myself is I'm very busy. I keep myself very busy. So when I talk about the distractions, I'm not talking about that like other people are doing it and I don't do it. I totally do it too. I completely jam pack my schedule. And I think a lot of us can relate to this too, whether we're, you know, however our jobs are impacted by this, we're stuck at home. But also a lot of people are working more than they ever have in their lives. And that's definitely been my experience. But the other part of it is so during normal life, I was out doing things with friends, not always, but pretty much every night. And that hasn't necessarily changed, except I've just been doing it from home now. So a lot of my friends don't even live near me anyways. So it didn't necessarily impact our relationships, but I do online meetings with my friends constantly. So I feel super connected, even more connected to the people who live far away because I've had the time to connect with them. But it hasn't totally impacted my social life. It's just so interesting how I have this idea that everything's going to slow down and be super quiet, but that was not my experience. And that has not been my experience this whole time. So I have really taken this time to dive in, focus on myself. So part of my story, if you've been listening to this podcast, is I got divorced in 2018. And I was very mindful for probably 2 solid years after my divorce, really doing my work and understanding myself, my patterns, my deep subconscious belief systems. That was what I committed to. And then it was like a couple years went by. I was kind of feeling ready to like put myself back out there. Okay. Like maybe start dating a little bit more. And then COVID hit. Like seriously, it's kind of hilarious if I think about it. But I do want to share with you a little bit about some of the things I'm learning about myself. Now, I have studied psychology and people ask me all the time, like, do you, like I can practice this on myself. None of us can do this work totally on our own. There's a difference between our logical mind and our emotional mind. And so I can't necessarily see myself the same way that I see other people. Nobody can. And so I've taken this time to really use the groups and the resources that I have in my life to really get to know myself even more on a deeper level, which is something I've done my whole life. And I don't think I'll ever stop doing that because there's always more to be revealed. And the power, the patterns consistently replay themselves. But it's just been really interesting because I wouldn't have necessarily had the time and space to really dive into this stuff. So I can, I mean, I do a lot of posts on my Instagram. If you don't follow me on Instagram, it's at Jasmine Savari. And I do a lot of posts talking about what I'm processing or working through or becoming aware of in my life. And some days I spend 4 hours in my own groups, like spiritually, you know, like mental health, just like processing my life and my patterns and the things about myself. And I see it as such a gift to be able to do that in my life. I really am grateful for that. But it was really interesting. So I do want to share a little bit about some of the stuff that, the interesting stuff, right? The relationship stuff. So I did have a couple of relationships through quarantine. And it was so interesting, the things that I learned about myself being in relationships and COVID. Now, I really think that boundaries are super important. And it's very different when you're married or you're in a relationship with somebody for a significant amount of time. So I was with the same person for quite a long time. And so then I'm stepping out into the world in the midst of a pandemic and trying to navigate that, but also have, you know, like learn how to be in relationships, be dating, doing these things that are kind of messy, you know? And so the conversations about COVID are so interesting. And it really comes down to looking at what's going to be best for me in a lot of these situations and learning how to have those conversations in a loving and kind way. So there were 2 significant relationships for me during quarantine. And in the past, I had a pattern of looking for the right way to be. And I would consistently question myself and wonder if I was doing the right thing. And one thing that I've learned is I don't think that there is a right thing. I think it just comes down to making a decision and sticking to it. And in both of these relationships, there were patterns and things, some COVID related, some not, that didn't work for me. And I learned how to have boundaries in a way that I don't know if I ever have before. Like, it is totally and completely okay for people to have different opinions. Nobody's bad. Nobody's wrong. We're all just existing in our own version of reality. Dating in your late 30s is very different than dating in your early 20s. And any of the men that I connected with, I really deeply care for them. And I think they're really wonderful. And that doesn't mean that I have to stay in that relationship if it doesn't feel like the right match for me. So one of the greatest lessons for me has been to be super clear on what works for me and to, with love, like say goodbye or say no to the things that don't work for me. And it's very interesting to be alone during COVID. So one of the guys that I spent time with, I can't even tell you how nice it was to curl up on the couch with somebody. This person had a cat and have like a cat in my lap and just like watch a movie and snuggle up in the wintertime and be connected to somebody after spending literally months and months and months by myself. It's so interesting. It's almost enough to make me want to stay in a relationship that isn't a good relationship for me. But I know that that's not the right decision. But it's so interesting how powerful that is, how important the human connection is. Like, we are supposed to be in relationship. Absolutely. But for me, it has to be the right relationship. And I'm not willing to say yes to something that's not right for me. And as much as I really love spending time with another person, you know, I have moments where I feel like something is wrong, but I can check myself and I can question that belief and see, like, is something wrong? Is there something missing? And let me tell you, the truth that I always come to is no, nothing is wrong. And when those moments that I'm not triggered for being lonely or feeling alone, I am so peaceful in my life by myself. I don't need anybody else to be here. And that feels like such a good place to be for me in my life. Not having a belief of scarcity or that something is wrong or that something's missing. And it's definitely been kind of a roller coaster working through this over the last almost year. Like, we're coming up on a year. And this is something I teach my clients too. Even if I was in relationship with somebody else, they are living their own life. They are not mine. Like, I don't need anything from them. Yes, we can be in partnership and we support each other. But if I live my life feeling like I'm incomplete and I need somebody else to be there to complete something for me, that's never going to work out. You know, one thing that I believe is anything that I think that I need, I will destroy. Like, it won't ever give me what I want. Because it's always some sort of cover up for some underlying belief that I have about myself. So if I believe that I'm alone, and so I choose a partner to be here because I don't want to be alone, think about all the pressure that I'm going to put on that person by expecting them to fix my feelings of being alone. How many people do you know who are in a partnership or married and feel alone? I know so many. So many. We will look for evidence for whatever we believe. So if I believe something is wrong, then I'm going to look for something to be wrong. I may find different things that I think will make me feel better, but ultimately, it's my deep subconscious beliefs that are going to create my perspective and reality on this life. And that's a big part of what I've been looking at over this time. So as of right now, I have no idea how much longer we're going to be in this. Is it not my favorite? Totally. Again, I'm super grateful at the impact it's had on my life, which is just I'm home alone. But I have a lot of safety and security and I'm healthy. And so I'm super grateful for that. But we're going to be in this for a while. And I don't love it. I don't love being totally isolated. But what I will say is that I feel probably more at peace with myself. I want to say than I've ever been. I don't know if that's necessarily true. But it's an ongoing process to just check, like, what's happening inside. And kind of circling back to what I started this episode with, most of us don't live our lives looking at what's inside. We look at what's outside. And I think this year has really invited a lot of us to look at what is happening. And the world that we see, it really is a dream. It's a projection of what we think about and what we believe to be true. And it's different than everybody else's dream. And so I'm going to continue to look at the dream that I've created and pay attention and think about what it is that I really want and learn how to remove the blocks to actually accessing that in my life, because there are many of them. A lot of them are societal expectations, what I believe I'm supposed to be. And a lot of that just isn't true. And many of us don't ever take the time to question that. Man, when this is over, I'm going to need a vacation. Isn't that so funny? It's like we've kind of just been sitting at home so much time, or at least I have. And when this is over, I'm going to take a vacation before I even do anything in my life, I feel like. So my goals for 2021 are maybe different than they were for 2020. I am a deeply spiritual person and I don't push that on anybody. But what I know about myself is that my goal is to be at peace and to be connected with whatever I believe to be divine in this moment. Whatever is like the deep, authentic truth within myself, whatever feels totally loving, that's the place that I want to be. And I've lived a lot of my life thinking that what I need to do is some sort of activity or something outside of myself that needs to be done or some person that I need to be around. And so much of that takes me away from peace. So any goal that I would set for myself in the past, whatever I think I need to accomplish, is often, for me, it's been a setup. It's been just a repeat of whatever it is that I've always created. Every single thing that we do is based on whatever we believe, our programming. I talk a lot about this in the podcast. I think episode 2, I really dive into my training. So if you haven't listened to that, I encourage you to. But moving forward, my goal is going to just be to check what I'm believing and be at peace, choose to be at peace no matter what happens. And that's easier said than done, which is why I have so many groups that I'm a part of where I have these conversations on a regular basis and continue to remind myself of what's important to me. So far, 2021 is kind of exhausting. I think we're all in this collective anxiety, and even though it doesn't appear to be exhausting, my body and my mind feel tired. So I'm taking really good care of myself. I go to bed early. I eat healthy. I've started going for walks. As much as I exercise in my apartment, I found that it's really important for me to actually physically move my body. I used to walk around all the time. We all did. And so now I'm really mindful about going for walks just to move my body. I want to love and take care of myself. That's the most important thing. And if I do that, then I believe everything else in my life will fall into place if I'm taking care of myself. And I think that's true for everybody, whether you're a mom, whether you're not a mom, I know a lot of people have a hard time taking care of themselves. They think that they need to take care of other people. But if you take care of yourself, things will fall into place. I wish you peace in 2021. I hope that you pay attention and continue to learn, which is something that I continue to do. And I love it because the more I do, the more peace I have access to in my life. Hey guys, it's Jasmine. Thanks so much for listening to the Live Your Life podcast. And don't forget to subscribe. You can find the show notes and information about life coaching at jasminesavari.com. You can also find me on Instagram at jasminesavari. I am a life coach and a licensed mental health counselor, but this podcast is not a replacement for healthcare services. If you are in crisis, please call 911 or the Crisis Clinic at 1-800-273-8255. Take care and don't forget to live your life.